Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and it is Wednesday, so it's time to talk sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
Let's start with tennis and Serena Williams, who's still
good
on...
Good place to start.
Excellent place to start. She's still on a quest for a Grand Slam. How's she been doing so far, and what do you like?
I believe she's playing even as we speak, and there will be much astonishment if she doesn't win.
So you like her chances, then?
Oh, I love her chances, and I love the situation that she's in. It's brought tremendous excitement to the sport. You're probably aware that the women's final sold out before anything else.
Wow.
Nobody cares about the men in this tournament. All they care about is Serena Williams and the Grand Slam. It's a great story, absolutely.
So the women's final sold out. That's terrific. I'm curious about whether or not they still get a... Do they get less of a purse or a bigger purse? I can't remember.
No, purse is established beforehand.
Yeah.
Some of those tickets doubtless will be resold and then resold again. And unhappily, the players don't benefit from the aftermarket.
Well, so all the attention is indeed on Serena. But who else are you watching?
Well, I kind of liked this guy, Nick Kyrgios, the Australian player. He lost to Andy Murray yesterday. But I'm in favor of anybody who hits a ball backwards between his legs during a match at the U.S. Open. So he was kind of fun. I didn't think he was going to beat Andy Murray, and he didn't, but it was still fun to watch his acrobatics.
And this player, Madison Keys, she's on to the third round, and she's, what, young?
Yeah, you can't argue against kids triumphing. She was the first, I think she was the youngest woman to win a match on the WTA Tour when she was 14 and 48 days, and she allegedly serves at over 100 miles an hour, which is certainly be fast enough so that I wouldn't see it. But that's an old story in a way in tennis. I mean, kids, especially female kids, achieving great expertise in tennis at a very early age. We just hope that things continue to go right.
Wow. Well, even though, as we mentioned a little earlier, all eyes are on Serena Williams, Serena Williams' eyes were on Roger Federer, I understand, because he's got a new shot. at the grizzled age of 34.
Grizzled age of 34. Pretty old for a tennis player, I guess. But, I'd be a little careful with that. I mean, in order for a new shot to happen, everything else has to sort of fall into place. The opponent has to cooperate by hitting the ball into the right place for your new shot.
That's true.
So I wouldn't get too excited about that.
But this is the one that requires Federer to be, what, just inches from where a ball, once it's served, hits?
So I'm told, yes, that's required.
Okay.
So as long as the opponent cooperates.
So it's like Federer says, I'm over here, do it right here, mere inches from me at the baseline.
Exactly. No, I mean, again, I don't mean to make light of this. Roger Federer obviously has had a fantastic career and continues to be a force. Although not perhaps quite so much of a force as he used to be.
But a legend when he was, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's move on to the Olympic Games.
We ought to mention also there is another Williams sister playing
Venus,
in this
of
tournament,
course.
Venus Williams. And I'm old enough so that I recall when Venus Williams was the focus of all the attention.
Right.
And then her dad said, you know, I got Venus as this kid sister who's going to be even better. And everybody said, oh, yeah, right, fella. And gee, turned out he was right. Serena's much better.
But as you noted, Venus is still playing.
Well, she's had her problems to overcome, autoimmune disease and all sorts of problems, injuries and that sort of thing. So, hey, applause to her for still being in the mix.
Absolutely. Well, the Olympics, as I mentioned, L.A. is now the official U.S. choice to host the Olympics in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Reaction?
Yeah. The skeptic in me says, oh, good, now it'll be Los Angeles that loses to either Paris or Rome rather than Boston. I don't, people say it's the turn of the United States to host the Olympics. Certainly Los Angeles is in a better position to host the Olympics than Boston probably would have been. They've done it before. It's a big city. A lot of the facilities obviously are in place, although I don't believe for a moment the public relations campaign that they're beginning to trot out already.
Okay. Well, on the other hand, last night the LA City Council voted 15-0 in favor of the Olympic Games, so at least LA's got that.
Yes, at least they apparently do believe the public relations campaign has been trotted out.
All right, so we've got a minute left to go here. In honor of Anthony Brooks, let's talk baseball. It's September, and I'm actually going to say this. The Sox are on a winning streak.
Yes, and it's
streak.
Completely irrelevant. It doesn't matter. They're going to be in last place anyway. The baseball story that people ought to be concentrating on, again, I mentioned this on Only a Game last week. I don't want to jinx the Chicago Cubs, but Theo Epstein's Chicago Cubs are going to make the playoffs, barring just an epic collapse, which I don't think is going to happen. They are at 75 and 56 or thereabouts, and they're going to make it. They're going to get one of those wild card bids to make the playoffs. So all those people who were laughing at Theo Epstein, hey, it was Charrington that got canned this season, and Epstein marches
right
on into the playoffs with the Cubs.
Well, Bill Littlefield hosts NPR's Only a Game, which airs every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here on WBUR, and he joins us on Wednesdays to talk sports. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Meghna.